Well, Don, I don't have laryngitis, so I'm going to give him the whole load, if that's right with you. So, well, first of all, I want to say thank you to the leadership of the National Biodiesel Board, particularly Joe Jobe, my good friend Ed Ulch, and my new but good friend Stephen Levy as well. It's certainly appreciated. I appreciate the support from the National Biodiesel Board. You know, my support of the work of the National Biodiesel Board and the advancement of biodiesel is truly just an extension of the work and the investment of Iowa soybean farmers and the Iowa Soybean Association. During a time when the renewable fuel standard is under increased pressure and the environmental record of farming is increasingly criticized, our collective support of America's first advanced biofuel is more important than ever. As we gather here in California, Iowa Governor Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey, and members of Iowa's congressional delegation have convened a public hearing back in Iowa in support of biofuels. Many soybean leaders were in attendance, including leaders of the Iowa Soybean Association, who provided testimony and comments in support of the RFS and biodiesel. And as I reflect on this recognition, I have been struck by the collective commitment of the Iowa Soybean Association, its members, its staff, and its farmer leaders. We've rallied to generate comments regarding the EPA's recommended reductions in biofuels, attending, speaking, and reporting at rallies and hearings aimed at retaining and growing this important industry. We've engaged with congressional leaders and policymakers to ensure that they understand the importance of renewable fuels and, in particular, the unique qualities of biodiesel, America's first advanced biofuel, as well as the security renewable fuels contribute to our country. In addition to face-to-face meetings, we've authored editorials distributed to prominent newspapers and farm publications across the country. As was noted yesterday, the Iowa Soybean Association has engaged with the California Air Resources Board and numerous NGO stakeholders to ensure the role of biofuels in the California low-carbon fuel standard. We've had conversations about the role of biodiesel and the benefit it offers to our livestock farmers. Adding value to oil helps with soybean meal costs for the animal industry, a critical component of biodiesel, particularly at times of tight margins for our livestock friends and customers. We continue to reach out to farmers to share the benefits of using biodiesel on their farms, using direct mail, outreach at trade shows, paid advertising, feature stories in various farm publications. And the Iowa soybean farmers have played a critical role in the formation and support of the Iowa Biodiesel Board as we work together to expand the production of biodiesel in our state. You know, the Iowa soybeans' commitment to biodiesel is really part of a larger story, one that works directly with farmers, NGOs, and other stakeholders to adopt, implement, and champion the continuous improvement of farmers and their dedication to environmental performance. Some examples of this include the Iowa Soybean Association's on-farm network. We are preparing for more than 500 farmers who will gather next month to review the performance and results of field trials across our state. ISA's Environmental Programs and Services, and STARS, which stands for Strategies Targeting American Agricultural Resources and Sustainability. STARS is a national farmer-led initiative to improve farm profitability, energy efficiency, and environmental performance. This is accomplished by collecting, analyzing, and reporting data, documenting current on-farm resource management and sustainability. ISA is also fully engaged with the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy, and this past October, we hosted an environmental discovery tour. The tour engaged farmers, leading environmentalists, and elected officials by touring several farms to show and demonstrate farming methods that are improving environmental performance. The Iowa Soybean Association has a legacy of collaborating with our industry partners and engaging farmers on issues of conservation and sustainability, and the role and importance of collecting and using data and science to assist farmers with decision making. Biodiesel is a big part of this history and of this story, and I am proud to have been a part of these historic efforts. So I thank you again for this award, and I accept it on behalf of the great staff and the great farmer leaders that I've had the privilege of working alongside for these past two decades. Thank you very much.